All right, all right.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Watchmen on the Wall. This is LFG Bazaar coming to you this afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. On Block Talk Radio. From there, we're going on to Dallas, Texas. I think that's where my brother's at, Timothy. Amen. Jackson, my backup, my colleague, preaching the word of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's all I know. I don't know nothing else but save Jesus and Him crucified, died and rose again, coming back to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. I'm looking for Him. I'm hoping for Him. I'm expecting Him at any minute, any day, any hour, any month, and any year. And I'm putting out a AP bulletin, being ready when He comes. But if you haven't been born again, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will be left here at the rapture. You will guarantee to go through the tribulation period if you can make it. And don't give up. Don't give up on believing in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and refuse the mark of the beast. You can make it. But if you refuse Jesus Christ, you may have to take the mark because your faith is not strong enough to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again and He's coming back to get us there. Just so pleasure to be with you this afternoon. I got Brother Tim with me. Amen. Timothy Jackson out of there, Dallas, I think he is. He can tell me where he's from. Amen. But I tell you one thing, he's a powerful preacher, a young preacher. Amen. And able to write the divine word of the living God, because Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh, brother. Amen. I'll tell every denomination, I'll tell every occult, I'll tell every witchcraft, phony baloney doctrines and ways to try to get to God. I'm going to tell you one way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by, and that's Jesus Christ. This is Elder Bazaar. Amen. We'll be discussing a few matters here. We'll be talking about everything, try to talk about everything that's in the Bible, most of the important things, and that is the rapture of the church, the Antichrist, the peace treaty, the seven-year tribulation, the 144,000 Jews, Russia and Israel. We will be talking about the 28 judgments. We'll be talking about the Mark 666. The two witnesses and the battle of Armageddon, the return of Jesus Christ and the millennium reign. And guess what? Amen. Satan's time is almost over. It's almost over. Satan is getting ready to do his thing to try to deceive the world and deceive people to damn their soul and making people believe and telling people believe that it's not necessary to receive Christ in your life to go to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, if you expect to go to heaven, if you're trying to go to heaven on your own, the only way you get to heaven is by faith. Faith in what? It ain't a what. It's a He. It's a capital He. It's Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh, died and rose again. He's coming back to get a church. Woo-wee. You talking about a good time? Man, old days, ain't no worldly party. Ain't no worldly game. Ain't no worldly recreation can outdo God's celebration that we're going to celebrate out the while. And that is at the Lord's Supper, at the supper that's going to be in heaven. Brother Tim, I know you're up in here. I know you want to say something. I know you're getting ready. Amen. I'm going to give it over to you. You offer a prayer. When you get through offering up prayer, you can kick it off and see what the Lord got on your heart and your mind and soul to give to the people out there, to the saints out there, to let them know who Jesus Christ is, and He's coming soon. Brother Tim, go ahead and take it away.
Amen. Doctor, all glory be to the Most High. Amen.
Okay.
We are definitely living in the last days. Amen. I have to say that in a laughing way because it's serious. Amen. And it's just... it's just time to get prepared for the King, amen. And what I want to say is the King is coming.
Amen,
amen,
brother.
Amen, doctor. The king is coming. I'm going to say it again.
Like it.
Amen, doctor. Yes,
I
sir.
Like
all glory be to the Most High. The king is coming. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he's coming for a church without a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish. And the only way that you could be approved is by the blood. Amen. The Lamb.
Amen.
That
the
was
blood of the Lamb.
Slain for the sins of the world.
Ooh.
And amen. You have to be exercising love. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that you must love thy neighbors, thy love thyself. Love the Lord thy God. That's the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy being. Amen. Amen. That's what it says. Amen. How can you
yes,
love
sir.
Your brother who you see every day, amen, but say you love God, but you hate your brother who you see every day? And that's one of the main major issues in the church.
Yes, it is.
Being faithful. The Laodicean church, that is the last church. That is the church age that we are in. We are in the last church before the church is getting ready to go home.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
I hate to say it,
amen,
but it's the truth. Amen. It's the truth. When the tribulation start, Lord have mercy. The death toll will reach into the billions. My gosh. The last time a great number of people was wiped off the face of the planet was during the Great Flood. And amen.
Yes.
It's going to be that way. Amen. When before Christ returns, before he returns after the 7-year period at the end of the Great Tribulation, billions of people, not millions, amen, not millions, not hundreds, but billions, billions with a B of people
who
have been lost their lives. And you have to remember, amen, majority of these people are going to be what? Unbelievers.
Unbelievers.
The ones that have turned their backs on God. They turned their nose up at God and said, I don't believe in God. I don't need your God. I don't want that God. It's the same reprobate attitude in mind when we witness to people. We try to talk to people and introduce to them Christ before it is too late. When those same people, Lord have mercy, amazing,
Lord Jesus,
snub their nose and say, I don't believe in that mess. I've heard it with pride. With pride. Amen.
Yeah, both.
That's one of the main issues with people at this day and time, is that they are so full of themselves. They're so full of pride. They think that they're better than other people because of the color of their skin. They think they're better than other people because of their hair. They think they're better than other people because they're fine or sexy or they got a cute shape. They think they're better than other people because they got money in the bank. They think they're better than other people because their last name or what neighborhood they grew up in. We got people who are just full of pride. I'm talking about people of all races. I ain't talking about one race. I'm talking about all races. Mankind is full of pride.
Yes.
I think just because they drive a better car, they got a better job, they look down on you because the zip code they live in. Man, I've talked to people, man, they are something else. People are something else. They really think just because who they are.
All
that's
right.
Really something. The scripture says only what you do. Golly, Lord have mercy. Only what you do for Christ. Amen.
Relax.
The Lord
yeah.
is Savior, Jesus, Yahshua. Only what you do for him shall last. Not what college you graduated from. Not how much money you got in the bank. Not how much money you make per year. Not what type of car you drive, how big your house is, how many houses and car or the land. It ain't about none of that. The clothes you wear. People are so full of pride that they become so fake.
Yes, sir.
People have gotten beside themselves. It reminds me of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They were so full of themselves, they forgot what love is. And that's how people are today. Man has become so full of pride and so full of self that they have forgotten what love is.
Yes,
Lord Christ
Lord
has tried to remind them is, look, you all are missing the point. The point is love.
Love.
That's what it's about. Not what you got, not who you are. It's about loving your brother as you are in love with yourself. Loving God. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But I have
yeah.
to share that with you. Amen. If I turn back over to the brother with his for him to pray, to say a prayer. But I want to remind you today that the king is coming. Amen.
Now,
the king is coming. Yes, sir. You can play all you want. You can enjoy your trinkets that you have, because that's what it is compared to what you're going to get. The trinkets. Amen. They're not something that's going to last for all eternity. The gifts that you have, it's not going to last for all eternity. The greatest gift that you're going to receive is eternal life. Lord have mercy. The greatest gift that you're going to receive is eternal life. That's something to really think about. Let that sink in for a minute. I'm going to get to live. Amen. Dr. Elder Bazaar going to get to live. We're going to get a new body. We're going to be remade.
Amen.
This decaying, dying body that has sinned, amen, is going to put on a new body. Amen.
Amen.
Change in the twinkling of an eye. And we're going to receive salvation. We're going to get to live for all eternity. Man, I can't. That's just something, brother, I just can't wrap my mind around. That's like, we're going to get to live. And time will be no more. The reason why time will be no more, because you can't count enough. You'll run out of numbers. Whatever number man can think of, you'll run out of them. Because there ain't no number. That's why it's called infinity. Eternity, because it's ongoing, never ending. That's why
never
we say, once saved, always saved, because that's what eternity and infinity is. It's always, forever and ever.
Woo.
You can't lose.
Woo.
My gosh. Go ahead, doctor. I give it back to you. Man,
that's
something to think
about. Oh, man. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. That God give you that wisdom and knowledge to know, amen, it's countless. Eternity is countless. Amen.
Yes.
You can't count out eternity. Amen. Because eternity is nothing but God himself. He had
Let's
no
see.
Beginning. There is no beginning of God. And there is no end of God. And in between Alpha and Omega, God births time. Time is a space between two eternities. And that's what I'm living in now, right now. I'm living in a space between two eternities. And when I was born after eternity was already here. And so now, since we are in a time zone, we're in a time zone right now. And God is going to pretty soon bring his kingdom into visibility. Amen. The kingdom of God right now, a lot of people can't see it. The only ones who can see it is those that have a spiritual eye. You got to have a spiritual eye to see what God is doing in his kingdom. What is he doing in his kingdom? He's saving souls. He's saving souls. He's saving souls. And guess what? He's going to save souls until the end of the millennium reign, because during the millennium reign, people still going to have to be saved and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before they can enter into eternity. Oh, what a wonderful time that's going to be. You talking about balling? You talking about having a good time? You talking about, I want to use the word party? Man, when you get to heaven, party's going to have to get out the way. Woo, because it's going to be more than parties. It's going to be love, mercy, goodness, level, everlasting joy. Peace, all the gifts, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit would be in heaven. Everything like God would be in heaven. Nothing like the devil. The devil ain't going to have no part of this. He never will and never will be able to come back in the presence of God. And that's what he's mad at now. Can you imagine? He is doomed for hell. Can you imagine? He is doomed for eternal damnation. Can you imagine all the demons and devils that he have been in charge of is doomed for hell, a burning lake of fire, a place called Gehenna, a place where brimstone and fire will burn forever? Why? Because, number one, it was prepared for the devil and his angels and is everlasting. It wasn't prepared for man, but man preferred. Man preferred to go to hell and believe God. He preferred to go to hell and believe God. He don't want to believe God. He don't want to accept the sacrifice. He don't want to do what God requires him to do. And the Bible said, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And buddy, there's going to be a whole lot of people, my God, that go to hell, going to hell. Why? Because they're just a church person. You've got to be more than a church person to go to heaven.
That's right.
In fact, amen. You are the church. You are the church. You, the born-again believer is the church. Every born-again believer that has been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, saved and sanctified, and filled with what? The love of God. Filled with the love of God. You got to love God, and you got to love his people. What people? I mean people who are awful, people who are sinful. Love them. Love them in the kingdom. The only way you can get them in the kingdom is love. Don't love what they want. Don't love what they're doing. No. I ain't coping with that. Don't love what they're doing, but love their soul. You get them to turn from the sins of their soul so they can enter into the kingdom of God. In order to do that, you got to take it. You can't beat around the bush. You got to let it out. Preachers got to let it out. Come on now. Money ain't going to do it. People preaching money, prosperity, fame, and glory, and partying, and good times, and banquets. They're trying to figure out what can we do next. Well, you ain't did the first thing. You ain't did the first thing yet, so what you talking about doing next? The first thing, when you receive Jesus Christ and grow in his grace, you got to tell somebody else. You got to be a witness for somebody else to let them know that the living Christ, the one that came from the grave, lives in me through the Holy Spirit. I am a child of God, and God got proof. In my DNA is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will change your DNA spiritually. If you've been born again, God Almighty, and you take a spiritual examination and you come up with the Holy Ghost, that's the DNA in your soul by what? By the blood of Jesus Christ. You deny the blood of Jesus Christ, you reject the blood of Jesus Christ, you ignore the blood of Jesus Christ that paid for your sins, guess what? You got to pay for your own sins.
Yes.
You got to pay, brother. Amen. And if you don't let Jesus Christ pay for your sins, you got to pay. The postman got to pay. The football got to play. The basketball player got to pay. The movie stars got to pay. The Illuminati's got to pay. Ooh, my God. Every man-made organization on this planet, got to pay. And if they want to pay for their own sins, guess what? Death. And what is death? The spiritual death. The spiritual death is separated from God. Separated from God forever. Take a note of that. Separated from God forever. Eternity. Forever. Burning. Gnashing. Hollering. Calling out every name but the name of Jesus, because the pain of hell is far beyond my mind can even comprehend, because you're paying for your own sins. When Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago paid for the sins of the world, and now he's offering salvation absolutely free.
Free.
You can't go nowhere and get this salvation for free. My God, my God. You don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to squirm and flip upside down and jump and run. The only thing you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Except you repent you shall likewise perish. My God. Let me have prayer before I get on a little further, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jackson. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your love. We thank you for how you're using us to spread your word, and we hope those that's listening will grab somebody's hand somewhere, somehow, grab somebody's hand and tell them to sit down for at least 2 hours and listen to what the word of the Lord has to say. I'm not preaching this word. I'm not saying, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with this word. What it is, it's the Holy Spirit that's in me that's preaching the word and trying to expound to each and every one out there that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father. We ask you that it would penetrate men's hearts, women's hearts, that it would penetrate the young youth's heart, because our youth is in trouble today. It's serious trouble. We got the older people, the mid people that needs Jesus Christ. They have been on this earth and have never had a divine revelation of the power and the power of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Amen. I'm gonna go ahead and give it back to you. Come on, I know you got something. You know the word. You know the Lord. You out to what? You just like a bloodhound. You seeking out the sinner man, and you smell him. You can smell him. Amen. He don't smell too good. Amen. And what we want to do, we want to get. We want him to get cleaned up, man. We want him to become a saint of God, where that fragrancy of love and mercy can be shared abroad in your heart, where that forgiveness can be shared abroad for your heart, that faith, that you can put more faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you can press on this high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Ask the brother right now, come on in here and talk to us in the name of Jesus. Brother Tim.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, doctor. Amen. Blessed and wonderful day, amen, to be it's a blessing to be a part of the ministry, the body of Christ. It's a blessing to be a part of the kingdom of God. I know I've said it several times that this is a blessed time to be alive, amen. Because why? Amen. It's a huge possibility that we will get to see the return of Christ. And, man, what such an honor would that be? To get to be alive, to see Christ return, to get the church. Amen. That's an honor. And to think, one other thing, those that are alive and remain, guess what? They will never see death. Amen. They will never taste death. Amen. That's a gift. That was one of the mysteries that Paul saw, was that those who are alive and remain, amen, you won't have to see death. Amen. That is a blessing within itself. And I want to share with you, amen, something real quick. I want to go over to Revelation.
All right, take your time.
The 21st chapter. Let's start there. Amen. I want to read, amen, what John saw. This is what John saw.
All right.
Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city," amen, New Jerusalem, "coming down from God, Yahweh, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God.'" Lord have mercy. Let me read this last verse, verse 4.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. He says, "And God shall wipe away," watch this, "all tears," not some of the tears. Man, let me tell you, that's going to be a joyous time for the saints of God, for the believers, amen, for those that love God. "And there shall be no more death." Man, we won't have to fear death no more. Amen. Well, I've said in the last show, last week, it seemed like almost every week, we know someone that is passing away, whether it's through old age, whether it's through health, whether it's through sickness, something is happening. I just saw a classmate just yesterday. He said his little brother just passed away in another city from COVID.
Oh, Lord.
Lord have mercy. I told you, this thing is ramping up, and we better get ready and prepare yourself. Because the only escape is through Christ, through the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you. That is your only escape. And watch what it says. He says, neither sorrow. We won't have to worry about stress, bills. I owe somebody, you know, money. We don't have to worry about money no more. No more arguing and fussing. Amen. No more worrying about the things of the world, the economy, hate, racism. Amen. Despair. Amen. Your job. Amen. Whether you're going to have a job or not. You don't sorrow no more. You don't have to worry about money anymore.
No
it says,
more.
No crying. You won't ever cry again. Lord, have mercy. There won't be no reason to cry. There won't be nothing to make you cry. Amen. We know that one thing that will make you cry is death. Death will definitely make you cry. To lose someone close and dear to you, amen, hurts. It's a hurtful thing. It's a hurt. Now watch this. It says, neither shall there be any more pain. That's mental pain or physical pain. Because you can have mental pain. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes you get emotional. Some things can just bother you. Amen? You get emotional. You get discouraged sometimes. Amen? Maybe about bills. Maybe about your job. Maybe about a loved one. Maybe about your kids, your parents, someone who's close to you. But watch what it says. A physical pain, you won't feel no physical pain. Amen. There won't be no pain in heaven. You won't hurt.
No pain.
No more. Amen, doctor. No pain. No headaches. Amen. I woke up this morning and had a little headache. No head. Had to take some medicine. No more headache. We won't need medicine. Amen. You won't have to worry about a high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes. You name it. Any type of injuries, like if you had surgery, you won't have to worry about that no more. You won't have to worry about eyesight being blind. Amen. Sickness, cold, sore throats, a cold, a fever, the pandemic. Amen. The COVID. You won't have to worry about no more pain.
No more pain.
It says, for the former things are passed away. This is all that Lucifer, Satan, the devil, has brought into this world. All the things that he has done has caused all of this. And the Bible said he's going to pay for all eternity. And I asked myself, I said, man, what a loving God have such a severe punishment. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, he would. You want to know why? Because God is holy, holy, holy. And he hates a sin. When I say God hates sin, you can't imagine how much God hates sin. He hates sin. The Bible says it is repented. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, doctor. The Bible said that he repented God that he had created man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so you think about this, what the scripture says. It says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will
give
unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. See, it's free. It's just a choice. You don't have to work for it. It's free. Amen. The brother says it's free.
Free.
Eternal life, which is the greatest gift that you're going to receive. Now, I just told you what you're going to receive in eternal life. That's not in addition to your awards. You're going to get to enjoy so much in the next life. No more darkness. There won't be no need of the sun or the moon. There won't even be a speck of darkness, a hint of darkness, a shadow of darkness. It's going to be so bright everywhere. Nothing but holiness, righteousness, and love. Amen. The brother gave you an example of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love and peace is on top of that. Man, you're going to have so much peace, so much love. You're going to get to Amen, doctor. Yes, sir. You're going to get to enjoy your loved ones. You're going to get to see the old saints. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, amen, the old saints that were in the church, amen, that passed on. You're going to get to see all these people again. Family, friend, mama, daddy, if they believe, grandmama, grandpapa, if they believe, your aunts and aunts, whoever believes in your family, you'll get to see them for all eternity. You'll be brothers and sisters for all eternity. Man, that's
Lord, have mercy.
That is a beautiful thing. You're going to just rejoice. Man, you ain't going to have but to praise God after all of this, after what we've been through. You ain't gonna do nothing but pray. Yes, sir. Paul said, "I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard." Man, heaven is so unimaginable.
Unimaginable.
I know the brother talking about how hell and the lake of fire, the pain is gonna be unimaginable. There, you can't even fathom what's coming. But on the opposite of that, God said, "Man, I got something for you." See, He loves you. He wants you to be with Him. Amen. And we know that everybody's not going to make it, but we know a lot of people have got their minds made up. Give me this money. Give me my booze, my women, my smoke, my sin. Let me do what I want. Man, let me throw it up and throw it back and do it the way I want to do it. Hey, if I have to pay for all eternity, Lord have mercy, that's a sad thing for people to say such a thing. That's sad. I've heard people say silly stuff like that. Well, I'll just go and burn. They don't know what they're saying. They have no clue what they're asking for. Yes, sir. They have no clue what they're asking for. Oh, man, you know, that's what I want. And all people talking about is pride. That's all you hear on social media, on TV. They show it on TV. Everywhere is pride. Look how much money I got. Look how much money you can make. Look at all the women, the cars, and the houses, and the land. Everything is about stealth. All on TV. That's all people talk about. Just sinning. What they got. What they can have. Give me more of it. Whoa. People never satisfied. People got millions and hundreds of men, billions of dollars, and still trying to become rich. Richer.
Lord, have mercy.
They want more. The Bible says, what profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world or to lose his own soul? So what? You make millions of dollars a year. So what? You got a big mansion house and fine cars. The Bible says, thou fool, this night, thy soul
this
is
night.
Amen. People, I see stars dying all the time. That's how we see people. All these entertainers, they just dying every day. Every time you turn on TV, another star didn't die. People are dying. There used to be, brother, I'm telling you, it used to be years before you, even famously, you wouldn't hear about famous people dying like that. They just dropping like flies.
Right,
it's like almost two or three times out of a month, some major star didn't die. I'm telling y'all better get ready. It ain't no joke. Time is up. Time is up.
Oh.
Amen. And so we just want you all to we love you. Amen. With the love of the Most High. Amen. We want you to become saved, receive salvation. Salvation is for all eternity. It is the greatest gift that you can ever receive. Think about it. That's something everybody desires. Why do you think everybody coming up with all this stuff, trying to make themselves look young, eating healthy? They want to stay around as long as they possibly can. Amen. Because you want to know why? I'm going to say this. I'm going to turn it over to the brother. I'm going to say this.
That's all right. That's all right, brother.
You are a spirit. You are a spirit. And the spirit cannot comprehend time. Why? Because you came from an eternal being. Yahweh made you, and He originally created the spirit, the soul of man, to live for eternity. That was the original intent for Adam and Eve, for mankind to rule the earth for eternity. That was the original intent until they sinned. So that's why your body can't comprehend you getting old. That's why when we get a certain age, we still think we can do the thing we used to do when we were young. We think we can go out and play and run and do all this stuff. You want to do it mentally. Your spirit wants to do it. But your body tells you, no, you better get somewhere and have a seat.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what happened to me. Amen. Got to think I was young. Got to play with young boys. Amen. Mess around and hurt my back.
Yeah.
Doctor almost missed our family vacation. I said, man, I'm going to get somewhere and sit down. I ain't 20 years young as I used to be. Sitting out for a whole week. Could barely move. Why? Because your spirit can't comprehend you getting old. Again, this is why, you know, we desire to live. We desire to live. Don't let nobody fool you. People don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go, man, if we had the choice, if you had a choice and you got a piece of paper set in front of you, would you rather live or die? I guarantee you, more than 90 to 95%, now 100% of the people in this life that have went on, if you asked if they had the choice, they'd rather be alive. They'd rather still be living.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I know that to be a fact. You'd rather be living. That's because you are a spiritual being. We desire to live up all eternity. And we don't know what heaven's going to be like. See, that's the thing. You don't know what you're going to be. You see, Satan has got you, our folks, soul food, selling their soul. Hey, man, look, if you give me your soul, you serve me, you do this, you eat this feces and drink this urine, and you molest kids, and you sacrifice kids, and you bow down to God, to Lucifer, you bow down and serve Lucifer, give your soul to him, I give you these trinkets. They give you $1 million here, $1 million here. Some folks have made millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions. They have sold their soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, but man, when the piper come calling, it's too late.
Too late.
Amen. The Bible says after death comes hell. If you don't believe in Christ, if you don't believe in the cross, you ain't accepted the cross. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you sold your soul. And as you're being carried off to hell by death, you're going to remember it. You're going to know why. See, it ain't going to be a guess as to why you're going to hell. Why you going to know why you're in hell. Because you're going to remember us preaching and teaching to you. Amen. This opportunity, this word, you're going to remember this. And there are people in hell right now that remember when preachers preach to them, when people tell them to get their souls right, and they ignore it. They turn their backs on God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So it's not going to be no excuse. Amen. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead. I didn't mean to go too long, but amen.
I like that 21st chapter Revelation. It's the end. It's the final showdown.
Yes.
It's the end of the end. This God is showing where the saints of God will end up at. Hallelujah. Boy, what
yes,
you
sir.
Talking about? It's good to know where you're going before you die. It's good to know where you're going before you die. A lot of people don't know where they're going. If you ain't sure where you're going, you need to fall on your knees right now and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and save your soul. Because the witness to know where you're going is in the Spirit of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew what he was doing when he died on Calvary's cross. And he told his disciples, face to face, I'm going to die. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be slain and hung on a tree. I'm going to be beaten. I'm going to be mutilated. I'm going to be crucified. And I'm going to die from a blood drainage. In other words, all my blood will be drained out of my body. And my heart is going to collapse.
Yes.
And fall up because it won't have no blood to live by.
Mm.
I'm going to go into prison. And that blood that I shed on Calvary's cross, good God Almighty, that I shed on Calvary's cross, when I come back from the grave, that blood is going to be able to save you to the uttermost. In other words, the sinner man can be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Man,
that's right.
That would put you smack dab in heaven, because the blood of Jesus Christ is not going to burn in hell. Oh, y'all didn't hear me.
That's right.
Woo! The blood of Jesus
Amen.
Christ will not burn in hell. It can't burn.
That's
it
right.
It can't burn because it's the blood of the Son of God. It's God's blood. It's a God's blood, and it will ever be God's blood, because when you come to know Jesus Christ through the blood, by the shedding of his blood, and the Holy Spirit comes into your life, that means the blood is applied. The blood is applied
That's
to
right.
your soul and spirit. And now you are a saint of God, and it is a witness to you to let you know, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to glory land. Lord, have mercy. And don't you worry about works. Your works will come in. Yeah, your works will come in. And it can only come in by the blood of Jesus Christ, because the only thing's going to count in the glories of heaven is what you do for Christ. And if you don't know Jesus Christ and you die without him, all your works that you've done outside of Christ don't mean a hill of beans, because we are saved by faith, not by works. Least any man should boast, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I can tell the devil and the demons and the cohorts, I'm on my way. And I can ride on the wings of the eagle and laugh at the foolishness of the devil that he's trying to deceive the world. Oh, yes, he's going to get a lot of people. He's going to get a lot of people, but a lot of people, amen, is going to come to Jesus Christ. And they're going to come to Jesus Christ during what? The tribulation. The brother brought up something in the 21st chapter of Revelation, and I'm going to tell you, he said there's no more crying, no more dying, no more sickness. And there's over 30,000 world diseases that's covering the face of the earth right now. 30,000.
Wow.
Diseases that covers the earth right now. And I'm going to name a few, at least 25. I ain't going to sit here and not name them all, because they don't look good at all. This is what the world is facing now. Not only corona, but it's facing smallpox. It's facing tuberculosis of the lungs. It's facing syphilis of venereal diseases. It's gonorrhea, venereal disease. It's suffering HIV and AIDS, 2/3 of the world population. Influenza is the outbreak. Bubonic plague is still around. Cholera is still around. You get that from drinking water. And I imagine during the tribulation period, there's gonna be a lot of cholera going around, because the water is gonna go bad. It's gonna be stagnated. Yeah. It's gonna be polluted. It's gonna be antagonizing for somebody to drink it. So Ebola is going to come back from bats and monkeys. Yellow fever is in the water. Typhoid fever is in food and water. The strep throat. We got, they got some big names up in here I can't even pronounce. Hey, amen. We got the pneumonia. We got the immune system breakdown. We got meningitis. We got measles. We got malaria. We got hepatitis. And we got, oh, my God, we got SARS, S-C-A-R-S. We got 30,000. And here the brother just read from the 21st chapter of Revelation. Good God Almighty. He said there ain't going to be no more sorrow, no more killing, no more murder, no more disease, no more divorces, no more a welfare department, no more marching in the streets. No more saying Black Lives Matter, because let me tell you, the only life that matters to our souls and to our mind is the life of Jesus Christ. His life is valuable. Why don't folks hit their knees and tell Jesus Christ, I thank God for your life. I know I'm guilty for killing you. I'm guilty for nailing you on the cross. I'm guilty for letting them put you in the grave. I'm guilty for letting you go to hell to preach to those in prison. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty because you turned all that guilt away and got up on the third day morning with power in heaven and in earth in your hand. And you know something? I'm sorry that I had to slay you on the cross. But thank God you said that you had power enough to lay down your life, and you got power enough to pick it up again. And he said, no man taking my life, I'm going to lay it down. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for laying down your life for me. One thing that I don't want to go, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn forever. I don't want to have to suffer for my sin. I don't want to have say I'm going to have a good time and party and have my women, have my drinking, have my drugs, and say, well, I'm going to have my party now because I ain't worried about the cross. Lord, I thank you for opening up my eyes and letting me know that you must be born again. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to read and look at the 21st chapter of Revelation. It says, I saw a new Jerusalem. Good God
Amen.
Almighty, I saw the streets out of pure gold. I saw the city with 12 gates with the name of the 12 tribes and the 12 apostles. I saw the
yes.
throne of God. I saw the cherubims
yes,
and the seraphim. I saw them saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. I thank you because I know one day after this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I got another building not made with hands and the glory's for me, and I'm going to be able to lay aside the asphalt. I'm going to be able to lay aside the concrete. I'm going to be able to lay aside the gravel and the dirt that I'm walking on now because you said by grace, by your love, you're going to give me some golden slippers and you're going to give me a long white robe and I'm going to strut down on the city of gold. Good God Almighty. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ooh,
that's right. Amen.
Jesus got it all planned out. And I thank God for the 21st chapter, for the whole Bible, in fact. I'm just going to pick on the 21st and 22nd chapter of Revelation because it's a dynamite. Ooh, it'll blow everything that the devil trying to put against. It'll blow it away. Because the only way you're going to see this, only way you can walk on this, only way you can have joy of this, you got to come to the cross. Oh, my God.
Right.
I know the devil getting sick of me. I know the devil getting sick of me because I'm going right back to the blood. Mm-hmm. You know, he don't like no blood. Oh, he likes shed blood. He likes to murder. He likes to kill. He likes to rob. He likes to destroy. And he don't like the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what's wrong
that's right.
with the world today. And I'm not picking on no preachers. I'm just telling the preacher that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preach, save Jesus and him crucified, that he died and rose again, and he's coming back to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and there's no loopholes, there's no compromising, there's no realizing that this is the only way that a man can come to God is through Jesus Christ, because you don't want to die without Jesus Christ, because if you die,
right.
you're dying alone. You're going to be left alone somewhere in the bowels of the earth, and there you're going to suffer. You talking about suffering? I don't mind going through the suffering I'm going through now. I don't mind the ridicule. I don't mind the denial, the feast of gospel like I want to. I don't mind about that. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm concerned about, I said, Lord, create in me a clean heart that I may not
yeah.
sin against. And the only way that I can get a clean, somebody said Lash Toil is pretty good. Somebody said Clorox is pretty good. Somebody said Lysol is pretty good. But that ain't good enough for me. Good God Almighty. Somebody say Irish soap is pretty good. Somebody said Zest. But that ain't good enough. Good God Almighty. Somebody said if you take a bath every day, that's pretty good. But that ain't good enough. You got to have something that goes inside your spirit and your mind and your body
right.
to penetrate down to the pit of your soul and tell you, I've been born. Oh, I've been born again. I know I've been born because I love everybody. I love the unloved.
Amen.
I love them, but I don't love what they do. Come on now. Ain't no sin.
Amen.
When you walk that streets of gold, you talking about gold. Fort Knox ain't got no gold left. You know that. They done ran out of gold. Well, Lord, and the world today is depending upon gold to bring them out of this depression and this recession we get ready to have. But gold ain't going to be able to bring you out. God Almighty, there's a song that goes, God is real. And he says, in the song verse, he says, he loves me more than precious gold and the love of God. The love of God is more precious than any gold you can think of. And
just imagine,
he went away to prepare a place. And that place, he said, I'm going away. And if I go away, I will absolutely, definitely come back again. As a brother
Amen.
Said, the king is coming, church.
Yes,
Don't take me as a playboy. Don't take me as somebody talking off the top of their head. Don't play me as I don't know what I'm talking about. The king is coming.
Yes.
That's right.
Up a church. He's coming up a born-again, washed, sanctified people. He's going to deliver them from the present evil world. This is an evil world. And guess what?
Yes,
it's going to get worse. It's going to get 10 times worse. See, what it is, men are going to be some so vile that it's going to be unsafe to walk down the sidewalk in midday. It's going to come so wild that men are going to turn against their own family. It's going to get so vile that men ain't going to have no food to eat, and they're going to have to go into cannibalism. It's going to get so vile that men are going to increase in prostitution and child pornography and baby killing, starting babies before they even come out their mother's womb. It's going to get worse than that. Gonna get so bad, people gonna eat flesh, human flesh. They're gonna be cooking their own babies, and anything that's got meat on it, they're gonna try to cook it. People are gonna run to the hills and mountains and forests to get out the presence of the cities of this world. Not only the cities in America, but the cities around the world, because the city will become a total cesspool. Oh, y'all,
yes,
here,
sir.
Man. You know what a cesspool is.
Come on,
you saw them honey dippers riding down the road. You don't see nobody driving close to that thing. Come on now. And
that's
if
right.
You don't drive close to how what you think God going to do? God ain't going to drive close to sin. What he want to do, if he get close to sin, he wants to get rid of it. And the only way you can get rid of it is you want to get rid of it. And the world today don't want to get rid of sin.
That's
they love it. They harbor it. They cherish it. They dress it up. They live
That's
it
right.
up. They talk it up. They do all that stuff. And think it's sweet in the eyesight of God Almighty. And God's got to put cotton in his nose to keep from the smell coming up before his throne. And the world thinks God's going to jump up and down the way they cheating my maker, my creator, and my savior. God, they think God is going to let it go. But let me tell you something, God ain't going to let nothing go.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to have to pay for your own sins, or you're going to let Jesus Christ pay for your own sins. And the world is saying, I don't want Jesus Christ to pay for my own sin. Man, I still want to have my sex. I still want to drink my wine. I still want
That's
to
right.
have my women. I still want to have my parties. I still want to have go to burlesque shows and strip joints. And I love to get drunk and get up in the morning, don't know who I am. I love to take drugs and strip it up my nose, up into my brain, and get high as a kite and don't even know my own name. I love that. And if you want it, you're going to live with it the rest of your life in eternal damnation, because no sin will ever walk on the streets of gold. My friends, I'm telling you the truth. I know it's the truth, nothing but the truth. God's going to hold me responsible for telling you the truth. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Don't miss heaven. Don't
That's right.
miss heaven. Don't miss it. Brother, sister, uncle, aunt, dog, cat, don't miss heaven. Because if you miss heaven, you're going to wish there's no purpose for you to even live.
Yes.
You're going to wish you never was born. You're going to wish you would have died and went to the Antarctic and froze to death. You're going to be thirsty in hell. You're going to be seeing in hell. You're going to be hearing in hell. You're going to be talking in hell. You're going to be yelling and gnashing of teeth because you refuse to get rid of that sin that's eating your body up like a cancer. And let me tell you something. Sin can look beautiful to the world, but sin to the church is ugly. Sin to the church is stinking.
That's
the
right.
The church done joined up with the world. The church done joined up with the world, and the church is doing what the world is doing
That's right.
and call it salvation. You can't straddle the fist on God. You can't, God can't cut you in half and have one side righteous and one side wicked. He got to have the whole soul, the whole body, the whole mind, the whole spirit. And the only way he can get that, he paid the price. He paid the price. They tell me the game show, The Price is Right. Somebody called their name out when they call their name out, they say, come on down. And the audience get all eradicated. They get that shouting and jumping. Folks get to chasing down the run, getting to the desk to make the bid on the price. They say, the price is right. Make the price. Make the bid. And some people get it. Some people don't. But I know a price that Jesus Christ paid on Calvary. Oh, 2,000 years ago.
He made a
witness. He died for sin, degradation. He died for black men, white men, Chinese men. He died for the Jews. He died for the whole world. And he's telling men, boys and girls, come on down.
Amen.
Say, well, come on down to what? Come on down to Mount Calvary. Yeah. And let me sanctify your soul. Let the blood of Jesus Christ flow from the fountain of his veins and shed in your heart that when you get up from the cross, you can say, I know I've been changed.
That's right.
It's written in heaven, and the angels got my name. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's got my address in there. He's got my blood type in there. He's got the time that I was converted. He's got all my records.
Amen.
In the Lamb's Book of Life. Good God Almighty. And nobody,
yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. Nobody got a rocket ship. Nobody got an airplane. Nobody got a ladder that can climb up into heaven and steal the book out of God's hand and erase my name.
Right.
No force, nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I said nothing. Good God, y'all got to help me now, because I know the Lord is speaking to my heart. You need to come to Jesus and tell Jesus, I thank you for taking my whoremongering. I thank you, Jesus, for taking my backsliding. I thank you, Jesus, for taking my lying and my cursing and everything that I ever done.
Amen.
And nailed it. He nailed it to the cross, brother. I'm telling you, he nailed it. He nailed
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
And you think the nails held him up there? By the law of gravity. Yes, it nailed him up there physically. It held him up there by the law of gravity. It was pulling down on him. But what really held him up there was his love.
That's right.
His love.
Amen. That's it. About
his love. Hey, don't go down. Because the pain was excruciating. That's why he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Because he knew that this was a terrible death. He said, if I let this cup pass from me. Come on now, let this cup pass. If my will, but your will be done. And then the third time he went and fell on his knees, he said, let your will be done. You got to go to Calvary. And when they held him up there, love held him up there. Woo! How could a God love the unlovely? He loved the unlovely because he made us in his likeness of his image. And he don't want to see his own image destroyed. So he came, sent Jesus, that he can reunite your image with God and walk in holiness. And the world today don't want to walk in holiness. They don't want to walk right. And they want to do it their way and still put their big feet and try to go through the gates in heaven. They want to try to trample that stuff up in heaven. That devil's alive. He ain't going nowhere. He's going down. He's going down, and people don't realize that the devil going down. And all his demons and imps and five horns is in the air right now, seeking who they may devour. Don't you tell yourself, they're going down. I mean, and they ain't going to get up on no three counts. He don't have four counts already, and he's still going down. He's going down. He's coming down to earth, and from the earth, he's going to the bottomless pit, and from the bottomless pit, he's going to the geese. And Gehenna is the last place that Satan is going to land, and all his demons are going to have to go with him. And they're talking about it right now. How can we escape? And God already told you ain't going to escape.
That's right.
And the world is saying, see, the devil didn't deceive the world in believing. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to give it over to the brother. Amen. The world is going to believe that when people die, that it makes no difference what condition they die in. If they die a sinner, the preacher least you want to put them in heaven.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right. Come on, doctor. Tell
the
truth.
When a robber died or a drunkard died, folks, I mean, I don't know what condition that you're going to die in, but if you die lost, you're going to hell. But
that's
you
right.
Want to put people in the world, even the Illuminatis, when they bury, they believe that, Lord, they'll quote out the Bible says on the great resurrection day that you would resurrect this drug addict that rejected Jesus Christ. We want you to let him go into heaven. You're a lying wonder.
That
devil's
right.
Trying to hold his way. He's trying to hobo his way back to heaven in a lost soul. He ain't going to do it because they ain't got no ticket. He got a ticket, but it ain't for heaven. It's ticket for hell. And Satan is saying to the world today, and preachers behind the pulpit ain't saying nothing.
That's
they
right.
Don't care who you are. They believe that anybody dies, they're going to heaven, brother. They were a live wonder.
That's right.
Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by the
Father.
My
that's right,
man, brother, that's the truth. And that city that you was talking about in the second chapter, I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
The Lord Jesus, and I know I've been saying it for a long time, but man,
yes,
we are right on the tip of the iceberg. The Titanic is getting ready to sink, and it's going to hit a stone after a while. And that stone is Jesus Christ. And when it hit, those that don't know Jesus Christ is going down. I thank God for the rest of my life and eternal life for saving
right.
my soul. And I want somebody out there to say the same thing about Jesus Christ when you accept him. You'll thank God forevermore for saving your soul from hell.
Yes.
By saving your life. Apostle Paul said, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart.
That's right.
God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Go ahead, brother. Talk to me.
Amen, doctor. Great word. Awesome, doctor. Awesome word. Amen. I tell you, when you said that it's going to be so bad in the tribulation that people are going to be committing crimes in mid-daylight. They're going to be stealing, killing. Amen. You name it. In broad daylight, man. Y'all don't hear what we say. In broad daylight. They ain't going to care.
Daylight.
Man, I remember some years ago, somewhere over in Dallas, amen, they were telling me about this one person. This guy had shot somebody in broad daylight. Said he walked off. Said he didn't run. You know, we got cell phones now. You know, you ain't got to run to the payphone and call 911. People got cell phones. Said the guy shot a man in broad daylight and walked off. That goes to show you how heartless and cold-hearted people are at this day and time. People, they don't care. They don't care. Man, they don't care about going to prison. Man, you disrespect them. Do something to them. People are taking lives, and they're not taking consideration of the consequences. That's exactly how the world is. They are committing sin. They don't care who knows. They don't care what you think about their lifestyle, if they are gay or lesbian. They don't care if they fornicate, if they commit adultery. Care if they killing and stealing. They do not care. They don't care what you think about them. Amen. They don't care about you shaming their sin. This is the condition of the world. They have made up their mind that whatever consequences come with their sin, they just going to have to deal with. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, that final judgment day, it ain't going to be nothing nice. The lake of fire is so terrible. You can't even imagine. It's so terrible. And to know that your final judgment, you see people who commit crimes. See, people don't care until it's too late. See,
too late.
When you commit a crime, you kill somebody, and you standing before that judge, and that judge handing out your sentence, it's too late to cry now. It's too late to holler out mama and daddy and whoever else you love. It's too late now.
Too late.
Well, they talk about you're going to get life in prison. You'll never see daylight again. Man, let me tell you, the lake of fire and brimstone.
Come on.
Amen.
Talk about
the Bible says the devil that deceived them, the beast and the false prophet, shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Yeah.
That means that there is no escape, no break. You can't get out.
No.
Lord have mercy. You can't get out. You are going to be there for all eternity, paying for your sins in this life. And I don't know about you, but I did the math a long time ago. And 75 years of your life ain't worth eternity.
No, it ain't.
75 years of joy and doing what you want to do, having fun, and is not worth, amen, let's just tell you, it ain't worth the lake of fire for all eternity.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
It's not worth it, amen. And so, you know, people, they don't think about the consequences when they are committing sin, stealing. I've known people right when I was out of high school, I don't know what it is, but they were committing crimes. As soon as we graduated from high school, these guys were getting 20 and 30 years. One guy actually got life in prison. Guy I went to school with, he's still in prison today. Man, you said it, Dr. Lord. However, here we are about 30 years later. He'd been in prison for 30 years. Since right as soon as he graduated, the summer didn't even go by good. That summer, when he graduated, the summer when he, I think it was like dead in the middle of summer, at the beginning of summer, he committed a crime. And that crime landed him in prison for life. They gave him life. We was in shock. We were like, what? They gave him life. And he has been in prison. I'm talking about right out of high school. You ain't get to enjoy life none.
None.
No, when you young, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't experienced nothing. I mean, he probably hadn't even got a job or, hadn't even made plans on what he wanted to do with his life. But one mistake, listening to somebody else and following the wrong people. I tell my kids all the time, be careful of the company you keep. You got to be careful about these knuckleheads, man. You got to read people. That's why the Bible says, try the spirits. Read people. Don't just be out here hanging around people just because you want to be around somebody. You got to be careful who you hanging around. And because we never knew why he started hanging around this one boy. Like, why is he hanging around him? And everybody talk about how bad of a character this boy. This boy got kicked out of one school. That's why he came to our school. And he started hanging around him. I'm like, man, but it cost him. And this other boy, he's out free running around. Free, scot-free. Lord have mercy. And he's spending. So this is what, it's going to be a continual state. Forever means continual. So think about this. When you make up in your mind in this life that you're going to live a sinful life, now you made up your mind that you're going to live a sinful life, that you don't want nothing to do with salvation and God. When you die, that's it. It's sealed. It's done. It ain't no going back. It ain't no, what they call it, brother, purgatory. Ain't none of that. Ain't no second chance. Ain't no purgatory. This is it. This is your opportunity right now. While you're alive and breathing and hearing the word of preachers and pastors, and people are so prideful, and I got to say this because I've been seeing videos, but my brother told me this a long time ago. I've been seeing videos on YouTube how people are preaching out against the gay and lesbian community, what they call the LGBTQT, how they preach out. And, man, they are the worst spirits, demonic spirits to deal with. They got demons. I'm talking about demons with an S. Let's just call them what they got, demons. Because when you live that type of lifestyle, you open the door for demons, plural. Demons.
Yes, sir.
And, man, when you witness them jokers, they are the worst people. They're almost as worse as rich people, if not right there next to them. And, man, you can't tell them jokers nothing. They don't want to hear
nothing.
They don't want to hear you question their lifestyle. They don't want to hear you. How dare you speak against their lifestyle when God judged Sodom and Gomorrah?
Come on.
Now watch this. God actually had mercy. God is a merciful God. Man, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God was so merciful. Lot went and pleaded. He said, if you can find 45 in the city, peradventure. He said, I'll spare the city. They got all the way down to 5. They couldn't even find 5. Couldn't find 5 in the city. God said, no, I got to turn this bad boy down. We got to burn this to the ground.
No.
They can't find nobody. Now watch this. Let me show you how bad. Hey, let me show you how bad these spirits are. When people are demonically possessed by these gay and lesbian spirits, they came to the door because they saw the two men go in, which the two men were angels. Amen. Ain't that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
They had went in. Lot had offered 2 virgins. Man, let me tell you something. Any straight man. Amen. When they're offered 2 virgins, in his right mind, any straight man going to take that over probably a pot of gold any day. Amen. 2 virgins. Let's just keep it real. 2 virgins? Man, these jokers turned down virgin women. Said, no, we want them men. See, that's how bad of a state that they are in. They want the men. Who are the 2 men? No. He said, wait, I got 2 virgin daughters. They don't want that. They said they want the 2 men that went in there. Again, a reprobate mind. So bad.
Yeah.
And this is what we're dealing with this day and time. So bad. You think that God ain't ready to judge the world? Oh, man, he's probably more than all this. The Sodom and Gomorrah was just a city in the cities, the sub-cities, the suburbs were bad. Man, you got countries over the world. They just all over the world, man is just sinning before God. And like the doctor said, it stinks to high heaven. The sin that's on this planet stinks.
Lord, have mercy.
And man is in the numbers in the bit. It's just filthiness. People are doing all kinds of stuff. They're doing bestiality. They raping, molesting. They don't care. They're doing it all. Stealing, conniving, backbiting, killing. Organ harvesting, kidnapping. The brother said blood sacrifice, and sex trafficking. They doing it all to the drug trafficking. Man, any sin that you can think of, they are doing it. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be during the return of the Son of Man. In other words, sin, they just running rapid. They don't care. They can care less. They're so prideful.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible talks about the continual state when you die in sin. You're going to be there forever. Well, don't you know that the exact holds exactly true when you say, when you believe God and you receive salvation, you're going to get to live for all eternity. And people are making a conscious choice. See, you know right from wrong. See, that's something that God has embedded in us. We know right from wrong. That's just like a child when you chastise a kid and you tell them, you teach them, look now, you have made them aware that you are not supposed to do certain things. You made them aware. See, first they may have been ignorant to it, but once you make them aware, and that's what the law did to man. It made man aware that, hey, you're a sinner. You're doing wrong, and you're not supposed to do these things. So once you become conscious, there is no excuse. That's why we preach the word, because there ain't no excuse. Whether you want to hear it or not, you know that the way you live, and it's embedded in your spirit. And when somebody tell you when a man sleep with a man, a woman sleep with a woman, that's wrong, they know that's wrong. It don't take us to tell them that's wrong. It's wrong. Because a man and a man can't reproduce no child. A woman and a woman can't reproduce no child. It must be a man and a woman to reproduce. That's the way God intended. Because when he told Adam and Eve in the beginning, go into what? Reproduce and replenish the earth. Make seed. But people have become so wicked that now that the law that makes it where they can adopt kids. They just messing kids up.
Yeah.
They can adopt kids. They can have surrogate mother. They got one guy. He's so evil. Let me show what he went and did. He think he's slick. He's so evil that he went and told women that what I do is I make babies for women who are lesbian, who don't want to have a relationship or any ties to a man. You can have a baby. So that's just his way to have sex with mostly virgin women. They think they slick. Just evil. Craftiness.
Ooh.
Man, let me tell you something. The world is waxed so wicked and so cold that God's judgment is right at the door.
At the door, bro.
And he's going to judge this world. Yes, sir.
But not the back
at
door.
The door.
Not the back door. The front door.
That's right, doctor. He at the front door waiting to judge the world. And, man, like I said, it is not going to be what you think it is when this thing kick off. When the Holy Spirit steps back, man, look at here. Lucifer and the demons and the fallen angels, amen. They said there's been an increase in alien ships. They've been seeing alien ships. Hey, that's because they hear. They know what's about to go down. The demons are preparing for war. They gonna lose. You can best believe they gonna lose. They ain't got a chance. They ain't got a chance at all. But they preparing for Armageddon, and they gonna lose. The world is preparing for Armageddon. They got weapons, amen. That you don't even know about. They got weapons that you don't even know about, and they waiting to test them out. Me and my son was talking the other day because he was listening to us. He said, Dad, it's funny that you was preaching that. He said, one of the little smallest countries in the world has high technology, and they can't wait to try it out. All the major countries, like Russia, China, America, Europe, all these number one nations of the world, big countries, first world countries, they are itching. They are all at each other. And it's basically like there's a language insinuating that they're about to go to war. This ain't even talked about in the news. They ain't talking about this. But I'm going to tell you right now, soon as Christ come back and get the church, you can best believe World War III is about to, it's going to jump off.
Yes, sir.
Famine. It's going to jump off, doctor. There ain't going to be nothing. Like, I'm talking
off.
About in the billions. They ain't got weapons of mass destruction. This is what he told me yesterday. He said, Dad, he said, they all are boasting the weaponry that they got, and they're testing it out. He said, the smoker, they are testing out new planes, new missiles and bombs they are testing out, just like they did, what was that bomb that they had that they bombed? Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Thank you, doctor. He said I'll say it again.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That's it. He said they don't have these weapons for nothing. And I said, you're right. He said, what country has these weapons and not going to try them out? We've been having weapons of mass destruction for many years, probably about as long as I've been alive. And they're waiting to test them out. And they got newer technology, newer weapons. We don't even know anything about them. I've been hearing for years that the government got stuff that can make tanks and soldiers look invisible. I'm like, what? They say, yeah, they got stuff that can make people and machines look invisible. So you know they can't wait to test it. They ain't got all this stuff for nothing.
Sure ain't.
And you best believe that as soon as we are out of here, they're going to let loose. They're going to go at each other. They're going to try to destroy each other. But the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. Amen. He's going to smooth things over. Amen.
Yeah.
He's going to get everybody to cease fire. That's basically what he's going to do, cease fire. And the world is going to like, they're going to fall like the brother. They're going to fall in love with this man. They're going to think he's the Christ. They gonna think he's the Messiah. They gonna fall in love with. Oh man, you see this man? He didn't have to lift a finger. He just came in smooth talk, and the world listened to him. Amen. Because you know, right now, man, they are criticizing Biden. That's it. They are criticizing Biden so hard, man. This country hates Biden. I'm talking. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. These folks hate Biden. I'm just all out here. I work at the bank. And, man, people of all races are on Biden. I'm like, boy, don't nobody like this guy. Hey, man, don't nobody like it. They just said all kind of bad stuff about Biden. They don't know what he's doing. He needs to get out of office. They don't even know why he got it, man. He making it worse. They talking about he giving away money. He giving away weapons. He's just messing up. And he is bankrupting the economy. They don't want Doc, they don't like this. They don't like Biden for nothing. And so I said, man, you look at all this stuff. The setup of all this is it's perfect. It's perfect for the Antichrist, for the things that the Bible prophesies in Revelation to just come to pass. Because the church ain't looking. The folks that's in church, the Laodicea, they ain't looking. Now, the believers are. The saints are. We watch and we pay attention. But
that's
you got folks that they so ready to get back to motivational speaking and church anniversaries and paying their church bills and paying their house, those and their big car. Oh, they out here complaining. My brother said, he said, man, he said, even the city we live in right now, he said that they was talking about how the preachers are complaining about it's Biden's fault that the churches are suffering and losing so much money. I said, what? These folks are blaming the Democratic Party, blaming Biden, talking about it's his fault why the churches are empty and they said they can't afford to pay their bills and stuff. I said, Lord, they're more concerned about money than the souls of men, the return of Christ. Man, let me tell you right now, Doctor, we are preparing the church right now. This is it. There ain't no going back to the way it was. Y'all can forget about it. It ain't going to get better. It's fixing to get getting worse. It ain't going to get better. We ain't going back to the time it was. The church is all just about, we just wait for Christ to come down and open the sky and get the church. That's it. You ain't going back. So you ain't going back to fish dinners and all this game and stuff that they've been playing. Ain't no more of that. That's it. It's gone. It's over with.
It's over.
Amen. It's over with. We want the church. I'm going to get returned back on to the doctor. But we want the church to get ready. And I'm going to read Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 7 and 8. And I'm going to turn it back over to the brother. Amen. We're talking about the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth. We will get to celebrate. Amen. We will get to celebrate, and we will be there for all eternity. We won't have to worry about none of these things no more, the lies, the politicians, we won't have to deal with it no more. But watch what it says. It says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Lord have mercy. How do you overcome? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Yahshua died for your sins. Amen. So you're going to overcome all things. See, Tim can't overcome all things by himself. I can't do it. I didn't die on the cross. But if I surrender and simply confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God had raised him from the dead, the Bible says that I am saved. I will overcome. And because of that, the Holy Spirit will begin to make his home inside my heart. Now I will begin to exhibit love and walk in the Spirit. I will be a better man. I will begin to love people. I won't talk about people. I won't lie on people. I won't cheat. I won't steal. I won't hurt or harm people. Because why? The love of God is in my heart. So I no longer have to worry about those things any longer. The Bible says that I shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. He shall be my son. Amen. Look at that relationship. But watch what it says in verse 8. What it says. It says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You could take it for a joke as all you want to, but I tell you right now, there have been those that died yesterday that had the opportunity and didn't receive. Just yesterday, have died. Wish they went right now in hell. Wish that they had accepted Christ, accepted the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world on the cross for our sins. This is your opportunity right now. Doctor, go ahead.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, brother. Bless the Lord that you have spoken the word of God. Let the people know.
Lord.
It's over. The King is coming. Watchman on the wall, end time. I've been on this for 56 years. I've been hammering out. Hammering out. I've been through trials and tribulation trying to explain to people the King is coming. And he ain't coming to play marbles. He's not coming to play bingo. He's not coming for, the brother mentioned, fish dinners and anniversaries. And he ain't coming for that. No, he ain't coming for that. He died to save us from sin.
Yes.
And accept him before he come back. They will be caught in the rapture. The rapture,
right.
The catching away, the translation. The church will be translated from earth to glory.
Mm-hmm.
During the tribulation, the world will go under horrific, horrific, mind-bending, fright night episodes will happen after each seal is opened. An episode will break out. Another episode will break out. You got 28 judgments to fall upon this earth. Each one of them is not a pretty sight.
That's right.
About the prettiest thing is you're going to get. The prettiest thing you're going to get and see is when the white horse comes, the Antichrist.
Yes.
The sixth chapter, the first verse says, I saw a horse, and on him was the Antichrist. This is the only thing that's going to try to soothe people to a place
where
they think they got it made. They think they got it made.
That's right.
He's going to fool them. And just like people have been fooled today, false prophets are rising up everywhere, and people are drinking it up. They are looping. They're lapping it. They're getting upset of the emotions that they can deceive over one man that says, send me your money and I got the healing and I can touch you and
I can knock
you out. And people running to and fro, lifting up their hands. And I ain't got nothing against praising the God. I ain't got a thing against praising God. But
all this
praising that you're doing, you're using all that energy when you should be out there telling people about the crucifixion. Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for the crucifixion and the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, nobody would be able to lift their hands up. Everybody would go to hell. Everybody would burn and suffer. And Jesus Christ took our place. Each and every individual soul that's up on this earth, Jesus took their place and took the punishment that we should have had. He took it. Nailed it to the cross, died. They took him off the cross and put him in the grave and left it. Then it's done. Then the disciples didn't believe what he said. He said, "I'm gonna get up.
Amen.
I'm gonna get up." The disciples couldn't catch on. Who you talking to? You're talking to the Son of God. Doubt and Thomas said, "No, I ain't gonna believe that stuff. I want to see the nail prints in his hand before I believe." And when he saw the nail prints in his hand, he said, "My Lord, my God, look on here." And the world today wants proof. Well, you already got proof. I got proof. With every soul that accepted Jesus Christ, God proved. He got up. out the grave on his own power.
That's right.
Brother Timothy, the proof that he got up. Brother Azar, the proof that he got up. Every born-again believer that could testify and say, he got up. How did he get up? He got up in my soul. He lifted my soul up. He gave
me joy.
He gave me peace. He gave me love. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about a whole lot of this old jibber-jabber because of something you done and how much money you give, what kind of clothes you got on, and then how much how many cars you got in your garage, and how your children are getting along, going to college, getting an education, how many of them got married, how many grandchildren you got. Hey, that's good, but do you know what it means to get up out of sin, dross, and despair, and hopelessness? The world is living in hopelessness. In the
best reason,
about people doing anything. People don't care about nothing anymore. Nothing. They don't care about mama, their daddy, their sister. They don't care nothing about the neighbor. They don't care nothing about the self. They don't care nothing about nothing but to get the pleasure of trying to live above what God required them to live. And the only way he requires you to live is what? Repent.
That's
and
it.
Turn from your evil way, your evil thought, your evil doing, your evil attitude that you got. You got an attitude, man, that think as high as the heavens. And
that's it.
Christ done died. He done died for your stinking sins, my stinking sins. Woo,
amen.
Brother, stinking sins. He died for
that's right.
And he sanctified my soul that now when the Lucifer and the Illuminatis and the secret societies and the demons and the devils look at me, they say, uh-oh, there go that nut. There go that one. Man, we can't touch him. We can't touch that dude. We can't touch
that's
him.
Right. Amen.
He's washed in the blood. Man, we can't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Oh, we can
amen.
Talk about it. Call him a fool. Call him a nut. You don't lost your mind. You need to be in a sane asylum. You don't know what you're talking about. That's all right. If it comes from the word of God, I know what I'm talking about.
That's
I'm
right.
About the love that God has for the world. And the world is sticking their nose up in the air. Some church folks got their nose so high that if you have a thunderstorm, they all drown. We got some people that are so much educated, they're stupid. We got
some
people that claim that they done did a great thing and ain't did nothing because you haven't did nothing until you repent of your sins.
Amen.
Because I don't care if you're the pope. I don't care if you're the bishop. I don't care if you're the deacon. I don't care what you care. You ain't doing God's work until you come to know Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is to every one of our sins and problems. And we know that we've been talking about a little bit about Jerusalem. And I want to get this in here, a little bit about Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the city of the king, and in the 12th chapter of Zechariah gives us 14 verses. I ain't going to be able to read them all. But I'm going to tell you this here, 12th chapter gives a vision of what's going to happen in the last days just before Jesus Christ comes, what is going to happen to Jerusalem, and what the devil is planning to do with Jerusalem in these last few years that we have to be here before Christ actually comes. In the 12th verse, he says, listen, this is a burden of Zechariah. He says, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches out the heavens and layeth the foundations of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. The Almighty God, the God of the universe, can do anything but fail. He can stretch out, layeth the fountain of the foundations of the earth, and he forms the spirit of man within him. Whoa, this is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. This is Elohim. This is the one that sits on the throne and sits high and look low. This is the one that woke me up this morning. This is the one that gave me strength day by day. This is the one that keeps me in He put mind and stayed upon him. This is the one that came down through 42 generations and suffered and died on the cross in the human form. And then when he got up from the grave, he told the world, he told the demons in hell, I got all power, absolute in my hand. And people say, well, why do God let that happen? God don't let that happen. Amen.
That's right.
Because God is telling man, if you don't want me in your business, I'll stay out. See, a lot of people wonder what think the world is asking. What's wrong with the world? No, it's what's wrong with you. If you don't want
that's
nothing
right.
to do with God, if you don't want nothing to do with God, you're on your own. The world don't, people don't believe that. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are on your own.
Amen. That's right. That's true.
That's true. You are by yourself. You may
That's
have
right.
a whole lot of things. You may have a whole lot of money, but you are by yourself.
Come on,
why? Man. Because you want to live by yourself. You don't want to live with God. You don't want God to live with you within your soul. And God got a way that he can enter into your soul and save you, but you don't want it. If you don't want
That's
it,
right.
God can't help. Events are happening around the world. Families are being torn apart, and they're asking why.
Amen.
You, Christ, you don't want God. You don't want God in your life. So God steps back. He got
That's
sent.
That's right. Come on,
God
come on,
steps
doctor.
Back if you don't want him. And if you don't want it, God said, all right, you go ahead on yourself. Go ahead till you hit your head. And if you hit your head hard enough, you may come to know Jesus Christ. Because sometimes God that hard things appear, amen, to wake people up. This coronavirus, it's a wake-up call. The coronavirus is
That's
a wake-up
right.
call. God is saying,
That's right.
It's time for you to wake up, folks. It's quick time to slaughter all of yourself. It's time to quit playing hanky-panky and yankee-panky. It's time
That's
right. to get right with God. Preachers, you need to get your Bible, fall on your knees and repent and preach the word of God and tell them folks, man, it's heaven or hell. If you don't accept
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ, you're going to bust hell
Ooh.
Wide open. But it's right.
Come on, God.
If everything sounds right, most people don't like it. If it
That's
sounds
right.
wrong, they sucking a straw, sucking lemonade through a straw. But people don't want to take the word of God because it goes against the grain of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Listen here. Jerusalem is found in the Bible. Jerusalem is found in the Bible 669 times. Jerusalem age is 5,020 years old. That's how old Jerusalem is. It's mentioned 152 times as Zion. So Jerusalem is all through the Bible. Why? Because that's the city of the king. That's the city in which Jesus Christ will rule from. That's the city that he was born in. That's the city that they slayed him and hung him on the tree. That's the city that they, when they hung him on the hill of Golgotha, they hung him on the outside of Jerusalem because they said, we don't want him to be hung in the middle of the city. They hung him on the outside. Outside of the gate, the Bible says. But I don't care where you crucified him. He got up out the grave.
That's right.
Whoa,
amen.
He got up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth. And by that, Jerusalem would become the centerfold city of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. And the devil today is trying to eliminate Jerusalem from being the capital of Israel. But President Trump said, I'm going to certify, I'm going to clarify, I'm going to bring it to pass that Jerusalem will become the city and the city capital of Israel. And now, city of Jerusalem is the capital of Israel because Israel
Amen.
Is the homeland of the Jewish people. And the capital of the United States is Washington, D.C. And the capital of Jerusalem, or capital of Israel, is Jerusalem. And the city of Jerusalem will be the place in which Jesus Christ, good God Almighty, hallelujah, is going to rule and reign. reign. And he's going to rule and reign with the saints of God. He's going to rule and reign with all the patriarchs. He's going to rule and reign with the church. He's going to rule and reign with the tribulation saints. He's going to rule and reign with the millennium saints. He's going to rule and reign throughout eternity after the new heaven and the new earth come forth. And when the new heaven and the new earth come forth, he's going to take time and he's going to take time and put it in an envelope and send it to the most parts of hell. And for all those that reject the love and kindness and the mercy of Jesus Christ and refuse the bloodshed one on Calvary's cross, will fade eternity in hell. What did Zechariah say? He said, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling, and all the people around and about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem." Well, today, the world, the Gentile nation, every Gentile nation that's on the face of this earth wants Jerusalem to be destroyed.
Amen.
The only country that's defending Jerusalem right now is the United States, and I hope they keep it up. Because if they don't back Israel up and stand for God's people and defend God's people as God's chosen people, America is going down the tube. If America don't repent and put the prayer back in the government and put the prayer back in the school and shut down these whorehouses, good God Almighty, I'm hitting somebody now. And
amen.
Then they tell me if you don't shut down some of these old occult churches and tell the occultists that y'all are going to hell, and I'll tell you why you're going to hell, because you're rejecting the only way that a man can get to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. And now you want to shut down the kingdom. But I got news for you. Listen to what it says. He says, "In that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the people, and that the burden themselves it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it." Don't you know what the writer is saying? He's saying the nations of the world is going to gather around Jerusalem, and they want to get rid of the principles. They want to get the spot where the Holy Bible was written. They want the spot where Jesus was crucified. They want to get rid of the spot where the tomb did get up out the grave on the third day morning. They want to get rid of it, but the devil can't get rid of what God established. He's been trying for 6,000 years, and he didn't ever mess up. He's messing up his own program. And one thing about the devil, he can't repent. He can't come to God. He can't to nobody. He's got to go to himself. And self is destructive. God Almighty, the only ones that can go to God, good God Almighty, have mercy on me. The only ones that can come to God is the human race. And the human race don't want him. The human race said, get rid of him. The human race said he didn't exist. The human race said, now I don't believe it because too much trouble is going on. But don't you know why the trouble is going on? Because when you turn against God, you're headed for trouble. And the trouble is the devil, because he's a destroyer. He's a murderer, and he's killing. And that's what he's doing today. People are full of the raw devil. That's why you kill him. That's why you rape and babies. That's why you're selling yourself out. That's why the church membership is down, because people believe that Jesus Christ is not coming back. Well, whether you go back to church or not, I don't worry about that, because the church is within you. And now I'm having church at my own house. I'm praising his name.
Amen.
I'm telling people, get ready, the king is coming.
Right.
I know he's coming because the Jerusalem is in trouble, but it ain't in trouble for long, because they tell me Russia is going to try to make an attack upon Israel. They're going to try to eliminate Israel, but Russia's heading in for a fall. He's going to meet her Waterloo in Jerusalem. He's going to meet the OK Corral in Jerusalem, because let me tell you, God got more. He's got a double barrel shotgun. Good God, what's the shotgun you talking about? I'm talking about the Word of God. I got a double barrel. I got the Old Testament, and I got the New Testament. Good God Almighty, after I empty the Old Testament, I'm going to the New, because the New is the fulfilling of what God says he's going to do in the Old. Good God Almighty. Yeah,
amen.
He's coming back. The king is coming back. Why don't you get ready? Why don't you go down to the dressing room and dress up? Where's the dressing room, preacher? The dressing room is at the foot of the cross. I got dressed up a long time ago. I got a tuxedo on. A lot of people say, where's the tuxedo? It's on the inside. The Holy Ghost in my tuxedo. Yes, it is. And I'm going to look like Christ when I see him, because I'm going to see him as he is. When I see him, I'm going to be satisfied. Jerusalem.
Amen.
Will get the victory. Jerusalem will be the city in which the king is going to rule and reign. I'm not going to read no more. But those that's listening to me, you read that 12th chapter of Zechariah, and you will find out that Jerusalem will win. They'll get ready now. The Iranians and the Persians and the Ethiopians and the Turkish and Germans and the Russians are planning to try to capture Jerusalem. And in
that's
the 37th, 38th, and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, you will see what will happen to Russia when Putin comes down with his armies and five other nations. They are going to be wiped out. Five-sixths of the army will be destroyed, and one-sixth will go back to Siberia. Why? Because God said, you touch my people. You touch the apple of my eye. You touch my people, buddy, your death warrant. Because if
that's
you
right.
touch my people and decide to defy him, I got an APB bulletin written on the wall. I'm looking for you. I got to deal with you. I got to deal with the Russians. I got to deal, I hope not, with the United States. Woo! But the United States, if they reject the helping the Russians, they're going to be on the poster. Not only for being rejecting the Jew, but for the sins that America has committed against a holy God. A holy
right.
God!
That's right.
God is so holy, can't even tolerate sin. And he
don't
tolerate it for 6,000 years. He don't gave man, stubborn man, foolish women, foolish men, crazy teenagers that think they can walk all over God. That's because they don't go to church and don't have to answer to God. But every teenager, and God loves a teenager, don't get me wrong. And all this old crazy music and all this old crazy dancing, all this nakedness that's putting on TV, Beyonce and all the Madonnas and all the horrors that really, that's what they are. You might not like what I say, but that's what they are. All these TV programs. Abomination before God. All these old witch programs and all these old Walking Dead on the TV. God is God is sick of it. And here come Halloween, and folks are going to get their children out on the street begging for candy, sugar treats.
That's right.
The God of heaven is saying, "I'm tired." The God of heaven says, "This Christmas thing, Santa Claus and." And even Easter, men have the pagan nature up and try to put it with the righteousness of God. God said it's abomination. You blaspheme my name.
Come on.
My name is holy. And he said, I'm going to shake the heaven and I'm going to shake the earth. I'm going to make jello look like water. And he said, my anger is flaring up in my nostrils. But yet and still, Jesus Christ is making indecision. Intercessions for the world. He said, Father, he said, this is what Jesus is saying every day. Father, don't do it now. Father, don't do it. Father, save that man. Father, save him. Until the Father said, it's done. He did it for me. He did it for me. I could have been dead and gone in my grave, pushing up lilies. But my Father spoke to the Son. In that, well, in other words, God spoke to himself. And when he spoke
That's
to himself,
right.
he said, I die. He said, I die for Bazaar. And if Bazaar repent and accept me, I'll save you. And I did. And I'm glad.
Amen. Come on, Dr. Tell the truth.
I know
That's
one day. Hallelujah. I know one day I'm going to see the man. I want to see the man to save my soul from sin.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's somebody out there that needs Jesus Christ right now. And I'm not playing with nobody. Brother Tim,
that's right.
You know all about it.
Yes, sir.
Brother Tim. Brother Tim,
yes,
say,
sir.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't missing not that in that world.
Anyone
I ain't missing the weed. I ain't missing drinking. I ain't missing cussing.
No.
I ain't missing none of that.
No, sir. No, sir.
I want to see him face to face. And guess what? You talking about hugging? You talking about squeezing? You talking about a love affair? Woo! You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Wait till I see you. Wait till I see him.
That's right.
I'm going to let you know, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, and I say it in love, you're the biggest fool in the world. And I know fool don't sound right, but you're a big fool if you reject the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ. He suffered. They buried him, beat down in the ground. What I mean by that, they wasn't planning him to get up. That God said, we're going to bury him way down. But he went below the grave. He went on into hell.
Yes.
And he set the captives free.
Amen.
He talked to every diabolical demon spirit and told him, the victory is mine.
Amen.
3 days, it's over for y'all. And guess what? I'm going to take Old Testament saints out of paradise after the resurrection, and I'm going to take them out of this place and bring them onto heaven because they have been saved, sanctified, and they ain't coming back here no more.
That's right.
And so I want to let you know, for those that's hearing me out there, when a saint dies, God sends an angel down and takes him to paradise. And when a sinner dies, death comes and takes you to hell.
That's right.
Because, you know, and
come on.
I wish you wouldn't do this, though. But if you die and go to hell, you're going to ask the angel, the death angel, where are you taking me? And he's going to tell you, to hell. If don't take me to hell, please don't take me. Oh, please don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Too late. You messed around, you screwed around, you laughed at the grace of God, you mutilated it, now you got to pay. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Accept Jesus Christ right now. Brother Tim, get that offering over.
Yes,
get that offering over to the people. Amen. What you got to do, how simple it is.
Yes, sir. Amen. Beautiful words today, brother. It's always a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be by my brother's side to preach and teach the gospel, the word of the Most High God. We love you all. We just want everyone to be prepared for the return of Christ. We want you to have confidence. Amen. That stuck out when you said that when you know where you're going. Amen. You know in this life where you're going. Amen. You know. Amen. Because why? Hey, you made a choice. You made a conscious decision. And when you are being carried, man, that was so deep, brother. Can I add on to that just a little bit before I go to? I just want to add a little bit. Because sometimes people ask, well, how you know that? How they know that? It's in the book. We ain't making this up. It's in the Bible. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved. We're not going to say nothing if it ain't in this book. See, when you die, people say, well, how do you know if the angels carry you to heaven? Let me read this. Let me read the scripture saying. And then I'm going to open up the doors. Over in Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 22. Luke 16, verse 22. It says, and it came to pass. This is Christ speaking. This is how you know it's valid. When it's in red, this is our Lord and Savior speaking. Is about you can take it, and man, it's just like a check to the bank. You can cash it because it's good. Amen. We know that it's true because Christ said it. It says, and it came to pass, the beggar died. This is a man that had to believe.
He believed on the Lord Jesus because Christ was preaching and teaching, amen, the prophets. But he believed. Watch this. He died and was carried by who? The angels. When the brother just said, when we die, see, we don't want you to think we just making up stuff. The angels come and get the believers at death. Not death got to get back. Christ died. See, when we die, amen, he has keys to death and hell. They don't have power. So they don't have the right. Death angel cannot touch us. We close our eyes in this life. No sirree, Bob. The man said, you better get back. You better move back. Death got to move back. He run away from them angels. He said that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That was paradise. The rich man also died and was buried. And the Bible says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Yeah. Amen. But if you go to the book of Revelation in the 6th chapter, it tells you that death comes first and then hell follows him. That's how we know that when the unbeliever dies, what's the first thing he sees? He going to see the death angel. My dad used to always talk about that. He going to see the death angel. My dad used to always talk about how gruesome the death angel is. Because since the beginning of time, he's just been killing. And the devil's just been killing. Death just been taking them all. What does death look like? Death looks gruesome. Man, I don't like to see nobody getting killed. I hate that. That's such an ugly sight. I don't see how people can sit there and watch that stuff. I'm going to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
There used to be some videos. I think they came out in the 70s or 80s. They were real popular. I didn't know anything about it until some kids told me about it when I was in elementary school. He said there's some videos called The Faces of Death. Man, I encourage you, do not look. And then there's a website. I'm not going to say the website because I don't want nobody going there. It's so gruesome. They got websites of people being killed and dead. They got videos. I remember they used to have them videos called The Faces of Death. Bro, you may remember. Man, that was so ugly to see people actually. I'm talking about they got history of people being killed, actually being killed on video. Man, who wants to sit there and watch that? That's death. That's ugly. That's why we say death is gruesome. But if you just receive Christ today, if you want to escape the death angel, if you want to escape the great tribulation, all you got to do is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Let's go there. Romans 10, 9 and 10. What does it say? Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10 says, if thou shalt confess, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's all you got to do. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's it. You're saved. You will miss the death angel. He'll never touch you. You will miss the great tribulation, and you'll miss hell and the lake of fire. Brother, go ahead. Back to you. We just want folks to be saved.
All right. Amen.
Go ahead,
we thank you, Brother Tim Jackson, down there in Texas. We thank you for, amen, helping the brother out in the name of the Lord. And it's so wonderful to express this wonderful salvation to people who need it. And the only thing you got to do is just say it from the word of God. You got to make a big confession. You got to confess. Confess. Confess means to admit. Admit
right.
it.
Amen.
Admit that Jesus Christ died. Oh, yes, he died. Oh, he wasn't there, but that's all right. It's by faith. He died.
That's right.
Stayed in the grave. What? 3 days and three nights. What did he do on the third day? He got up. Who raised him
Amen.
Up? God Almighty. Who's God Almighty? God himself in the flesh was Jesus Christ. So he raised himself. Oh, good God. I told you, go put your foot on the ground and put a board underneath your foot and see if you can pick yourself up. Come on. See if you can do that. You can't do it. But Jesus Christ did something more powerful than that. He died.
Amen.
His soul left his body. And then he went to hell and came back for who? For you. For me, for the world, for the liar, for the backbiter, for the whoremonger, for the child molester.
Amen.
He died. He had all power in heaven and earth. Now, what you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your